African migrant detained after fire guts Nantes Cathedral. By Jack Montgomery on July 19, 2020. A Rwandan migrant has been detained after a suspected arson attack gutted the Cathedral of St. Peter and St. Paul in Nantes, France. The authorities currently believe the Roman Catholic sanctuary, also known as St. Pierre et St. Paul or simply Nantes Cathedral, was torched deliberately, with an investigation suggesting three fires were lit inside, one at the level of the great organ and two fire starts to the left and to the right of the nave. Thankfully, the cathedral, begun in 1434 and constructed over hundreds of years, with the finishing touches completed only in 1891, was not as badly damaged as Notre Dame in Paris in 2019, although its grand organ, some historic stained glass windows, and other fixtures were lost to the inferno. The 39-year-old migrant detained following the blaze, according to French reports, worked for the diocese, and was angry over difficulties he had been having with his expired visa, although the authorities have cautioned against leaping to conclusions about his involvement in the fire. Prosecutors said it would be premature and hasty to brand the migrant, who was apparently responsible for locking the cathedral up the day before the fire, as an arsonist. It appears he was taken into custody because there are inconsistencies in his timetable. But Nantes public prosecutor Pierre Sen has stressed that this is normal procedure and that, so far, the authorities are not working under the assumption that he started the blaze. Jean-Charles Novak, a clerk at the cathedral, has defended the unnamed migrant, saying he adores the building. "I don't believe for a second that he could have set the cathedral on fire," Novak said. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter. At Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.